Jesus House, in pursuit of God, discovering purpose, maximizing potential, impacting lives. This message is being brought to you from Jesus House, London. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. You're such a good God, full of compassion and loving kindness. You're faithful in all of your ways, O God. And Lord, today we just bring hearts of gratitude to you, O God. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Paul, in writing to the Thessalonians, wrote the scripture. It's actually an instruction. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. He says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. And then he says, be thankful in all circumstances. And he gives us the reason why. He says, for this is the will of God. This is God's will for you. We belong to Christ Jesus. Always be joyful. He didn't say be joyful sometimes. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. And be thankful in all circumstances. You know, Pastor Lydia said something when she was leading us to receive the first offering that, you know, we can do, when after a while, when we've done something many times, it can become very superficial. It can become very religious and mechanical. But ladies and gentlemen, we must keep asking ourselves the question, what does it mean to always be thankful? What does it mean to have a heart of gratitude? Well, I'm not going to answer the question. Today, we've got three people to help us answer the question. Please welcome them as they speak.
Good morning, church, and happy Thanksgiving Sunday. Whether you are here physically at the base, at the Greenwich Hub, or worshiping online, we welcome you once again, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you today. My name is Ranua, and I've been asked to say a few words on a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. In preparing for today, I felt incredibly unqualified to speak, but thank God for the Holy Spirit who reminded me that we don't need any qualifications, we don't need any prerequisites to thank him. He already qualified us and redeemed us through his blood, through the cross and the price that he paid on Calvary. We thank him because he is. A heart of gratitude to me is a heart that is softened and molded to the will of God, to his plans and to his purposes. It's a heart surrendered to God. Gratitude stems from a place of surrender. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the word says, be thankful in everything, in all circumstances. And all circumstances means all circumstances. Not just when things are good, when you've gotten a new car, a new job, or when Philomena decides to be your friend. It's a posture that we assume and access through his mercy and his grace. One of the ways the Lord speaks to me is through songs. And a song that was on my heart when I was preparing is My Worship by Phil Thompson. The lyrics say, you, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. He later on sings, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. And this led me to Psalms 30. The whole chapter really is a psalm on thanksgiving, but I'll just read verses 11 and 12. And it says, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Verse 12 is so emphatic in the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, to the end that my tongue and my heart and everything glorious within me may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And just like in Thessalonians, forever means until the end of time. So we have all the time until the end of time. We thank him all the time until the end of time. And when I read this, I feel so overcome with excitement because God is so worthy of our praise. He's so worthy of our thanks, our adoration. How do we not want to praise him all the time? How do we not want to fall at his feet in reverence, just like the 24 elders crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." His faithfulness, his love, his unchangingness. Our lives should sing his praises. We should be vessels overflowing with songs of his goodness. There are so many reasons to thank him. So how do we get this heart of gratitude? By allowing the Lord to fill us anew with an outpouring of his Spirit, to change our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. It says in Ezekiel 36, verses 25 to 27, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." I pray that in this season of the turnaround, as we step into God's plans for us, as we step into alignment with his words, the Lord will breathe on us afresh, filling us with his Spirit and transforming our hearts. I will leave us with three verses from Psalms 34. It's verse 1 to 3. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. May his praises be continually on our lips." Amen.
So, good morning all. My name is Darren, and I've also been asked to say a few words on what thanksgiving and gratitude means to me. So, as we know, the word thank you, it's used casually, it's used in sarcasm sometimes. You say thank you, but you don't actually mean it. So, for me, being thankful means numerous things. I can say thank you. The fact that I've woken up, the fact that I'm here, I'm thankful for my family, my friends, work, and all that sort of thing. And as we've heard it three times already today, that if the songwriter also said, if I was to say, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't say thank you enough for all the things that God has so faithfully done for us. Now, for me personally, thank you. I was always grateful. Life was good. And then, I don't know about for you, somebody in the hub, life happened. And when life happens, it's like, God, it's not supposed to be like this. I'm a thankful person. But when we read through the Bible, there's some scriptures, I've interpreted them as, they can be scary scriptures. The scriptures that you want to sometimes gloss over, but they are there. So for me today, if you wouldn't mind pulling up Isaiah 43, verse 2. Okay, so it says, I'll read it from here so I don't have to turn around. "When you walk through the fire, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." So for this, if as I'm reading it, for me, I had to pause because life happened. Reading it slowly, I'm, you know, going through it, I had to say, God, this journey I am on, I need you to make it easy. So that was a prayer. And in that him making it easy, I had to have a heart of gratitude. So just slowly just going through it. So it says, when you go through deep waters, God says, I will be with you. Pause. There's a moment there for us to be thankful. It says, when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Pause again. I have to be thankful. He's given me the opportunity. You've got to look for the moments in life to pause and always say thank you. There is always room in what's happening. Then it says, when you go through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume. So for me personally, when I look at this, I think there's always the when. Nobody wants trouble, but with life, it just happens. Life happens, people go through things. So with that, I had to learn to be grateful. I had to learn to have gratitude in what I was doing. And through that journey, when I was going through the fire, going through the rivers of difficulty, the fire of oppression, what happened to me then? I was transformed. So gratitude transformed me. Secondly, I was healed. When you are grateful, when you're showing gratitude, you get healed from within you. Above that, my spirit was lifted up. So when you have a heart of gratitude, you are lifted within you. There's something that God just does that you just feel better. You look to your left, you look to your right. You're saying, God, make this journey easy, and he lifts up your spirit. And then above that as well, it uproots any bitterness, and it gives you inner peace. So when you are grateful from the depth of your being, when you have gratitude, God is so faithful to keep us, giving us peace, uprooting bitterness, lifting your spirit, and transforming you as well as healing you. So that's my word for today. Appreciate your journey. Be thankful, and God will always be there for us. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving Sunday, church. My name is Michael Ogundeji. I think I've got the easiest job. Thanks for the two wonderful ladies that did the relay, and I think I'll need to bring the whole thing home. Hallelujah. I think between Pastor Derele this morning and Daddy Doc and then Renua, I think they've kind of stolen my salmonet. Hallelujah. But the Spirit is one. Hallelujah. So, just to, like I was saying, just to take everything home, the heart of gratitude. I was actually going to use 1 Thessalonians myself, 5, that talks about the fact that, let me just go there. It says that in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Hallelujah. And like we've been hearing, everything is everything. Hallelujah. And you know, what I've just found getting ready for this reflection is that every time we give God thanks, we are actually bringing his will on earth. His will on earth is being done as in heaven, like the Bible says in Matthew 6:10. Hallelujah. Amen. And every time we thank God for the good things and not so good things in our lives, the Bible says that his will is being done in our lives as is in heaven. So, attitude of gratitude. Because last week, I think we were told that faith is the currency of the kingdom. But you know, gratitude is the attitude in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And every time we are grateful and thankful for sometimes not the good things that happen to us in life. Sometimes bad things happen and not painful things happen. And when they do, the Bible says we should give him thanks. Hallelujah. Ephesians, my next scripture is Ephesians 6, verse. So, hallelujah. So, Ephesians 5, 18 says that we should not be filled, we should not get drunk with wine, but we should be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and in spiritual songs. And the Bible says that always giving thanks to the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want us to just thank God this morning for the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, when we go through stuff, the Holy Spirit just helps us to recover from those things. Amen. It gives us his power. It gives us his ability. Like Pastor says, we just pray in the Spirit. We give God thanks in the Spirit. Amen. And sometimes things that we find difficult in life, the Holy Spirit just kind of makes it easy. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want us to just give God thanks for all the things that he has done in our lives. Things that are good and things that are not so good. Hallelujah. And may he continue to fill our souls and our lives with this thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, Lord.
I am grateful, oh Lord,
for all
you have done for me.
I am grateful,
oh Lord.
How many people wake up? And as you're waking up in the morning, there's a song bubbling in your spirit. How many people experience that? The only challenge is if you've been to a party the night before, it can be the wrong kind of song. You know, when you remember all those songs. But I woke up this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and this was the song that was just coming through my heart. The song says, I'm grateful, oh God. I'm grateful for all you have done. Can I ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen? Is every day always a good day? Is every day always a good day? No, from a human point of view, no. Life, the nature of life is such that we'll go through ups and downs. I'm not sure whether it was Reno or Darren that said that, left to you and I, we want the road of life to be smooth, without any challenges. But I'm sure you know by now that is not the way of God. God will allow us to go through ups and downs, you know, challenges and difficulties, but he's already given his word that when you go through those challenges, he will be with you. That's the faithfulness of God. And you know what Thanksgiving does, ladies and gentlemen? Thanksgiving honors God. Thanksgiving says, Lord, I don't understand what I'm going through, but I know you're God and I know you're with me. The psalmist in Psalm 50, you know, God was chastising the children of Israel, and he was saying, you know, guys, you know, you come to the altar, you bring your sacrifices, your bulls, your goats and all that. And those things are good. I don't have a problem. He says, but in verse 14, he says in verse 14 of Psalm 50, he says, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep your vows made to the Most High. And then in verse 23, it says, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. When we thank God, ladies and gentlemen, we're saying to God, we trust you. I am grateful,
oh Lord.
And I am grateful, Lord.
I am grateful, oh Lord,
for all that you do, whether I understand it or not.
For all you have done for us.
I am grateful, Lord.
I am grateful, oh Lord.
Count your blessings. Name them
one by one.
Barikash.
Count your blessings.
See what God
has done.
Barikash.
Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. You know, when we say count our blessings, again, the human mind is quick to look at the good things. So he gives you a job. It's a blessing. It's easy to thank God. You get married. It's a blessing. It's easy to thank God. When you lose a job, ladies and gentlemen, all of a sudden, our minds can't grapple with it. We think it's not a blessing. But do you know sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God will prevent you from going into a job because he knows that that job will harm you. Instead, it will keep you for the right job that will bring glory to his name. Does somebody understand this? Do you know that sometimes you're driving and you're a traffic jam and then you're late? Guess what we do? We murmur, we grumble because we're thinking we're late. But somebody's not recognizing that God is keeping you from harm that was waiting for you in front. Count your blessings, name them
one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has
know the greatest blessing, the greatest blessing in life is to wake up every morning. But not just wake up. Life in itself is a miracle, to have the breath of life in your lungs. How many people are grateful they woke up this morning? Do you want to just wave to God and just say thank you to God? Let's not take it for granted. Let's not take it for granted. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells me that every morning the mercies of God are renewed. Ladies and gentlemen, without the mercy of God, none of us can stand. You know what the mercy of God is? The mercy of God is that we deserve judgment because of our sins. Can I ask you a question, please? How many people in this auditorium, online, at the base, you don't sin at all? You're a good man, you're a good woman. Please, can you wave your hand because I want to follow you home today. How many people say, every day I know I sin. Every day I do something wrong. Every day I fall down. I do something that deserves the judgment of God. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says every morning, the mercies of God are new over your life. Can somebody bless God for his mercies? Can you say thank you? Thank you, oh God. That your mercies are new every morning over my life. That's why God wants a heart of gratitude. A heart that sees life through God's lenses and not through life's lenses. Father, we bless you. I'm going to ask you to please sit down for a minute as you just meditate on the mercies of God. Because the greatest result of God's mercies, ladies and gentlemen, is that once upon a time, you and I were far from God. We were going our own way, following our evil ways, our wicked ways. But God, in his mercies, he saved us. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the greatest blessing that God has given you and I. And this morning, as we come to God with a heart of gratitude, I want to invite anyone who has not experienced this great mercy of God. You've been living life by yourself, away from God. Perhaps you even come to church, but you know in your heart that you have not given yourself to God. You've not allowed Jesus to become your Lord and Savior, the center of your life. You have not received his mercy. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, if you're here under the sound of my voice, wherever you are all over the world, the greatest thing you can do is to receive this mercy of God, to invite Jesus into your life to become your Lord and Savior. And as we thank God today, if there's anyone who has not received this gift of salvation, please, please open your heart to the knock of Jesus on your heart. If you're here in the auditorium and you want to take this step, you're saying, Lord, I just surrender my life to you today. I receive your mercy and the gift of salvation. If you just wave at me, you've not done this before, or you've done it, but you know that you've slipped away from walking with God, just raise up your hand. If you're online, you want to follow the prompt. You want to follow the prompt. And all you're saying is, Lord, I am just grateful that you care so much for me, that you gave Jesus as the sacrifice for my sins. And today I receive your mercy. Today I receive the gift of salvation. Today I come to you. Those of us who have received the salvation of God, just keep praying, just keep thanking God. If you have the hub, you want to do this. That's the greatest act of thanksgiving, to receive the gift of salvation. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We're grateful that you love us so much, O God. We've said it so many times, we'll keep saying, if we had 1,000 tongues, we could never thank you enough. But Lord, today, O God, in this church family, all over the world, we just want to bring hearts of gratitude to you for the many things that you do that we do not see, for the things that we see, but as importantly, for the things that we know you're going to do. We bless you, O Lord, our God, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings.